Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die. Hi, everybody. It is Motivation Monday, 3 days before Thanksgiving Thursday. Which is...
Well, it depends when you're listening to this and where you're at.
Yeah, that's true. If you are... anywhere in the world on Monday, Thursday will not mean anything to you unless you live in the United States. And then it is Thanksgiving, which is the holiday where people overeat and sit around with relatives that they really don't like. Well, some of them they don't like.
Let's hope you like yours.
Yeah. They tolerate a bunch of people.
I like ours. Oh, I'm excited about our Thanksgiving.
We're going
dinner.
To a real cool place this time.
We are. But let's introduce the show.
Oh. What is this?
So, guys, this is Sell or Die, the world's premier sales and personal development podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for hitting play. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, we'll be chatting you out in a few minutes. Make sure you say hey so we know you're here and share this out with some of your bestest of friends.
Share it out with both your friends.
That's right. That's right. So, and who are you?
My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote The Little Red Book of Selling, but... we're promoting today. This is my new book, Get Shit Done. And if you haven't purchased it yet, don't do it now, because we're going to have a Black Friday event that you'll totally love.
All right. We'll tell you about that. We'll give you a sneak peek to what that is in a few minutes. I'm Jen Gluckow, and I wrote Sales in a New York Minute. I also founded the training company Sales in a New York Minute. I seriously liked that name a lot.
Bingo.
Thank you for joining us today. We're super stoked because today we're going to be talking about Zone of Genius. And do you even know what zone audio is off? Okay. Do you even know what zone of genius is? That's what we want to know. Do you know what your zone of genius is?
And so for me...
give us like a one in the comments if you know what your zone of genius is.
How many of you think you're pretty good at what you do? How many of you think you're smart at what you do? How many of you think that you are the... one of the best, like I'm the top sales guy in the company, I must be a genius. But there's a lot more to it, and we're going to talk about that because it will come as much of a surprise to you as it came to me.
So zone of genius is innate. It's literally something you're born with and develop and grow over time. So it's, I mean, do you know what your zone of genius is? I'm curious. Put a one in there if you do. It's this thing that you go from not really – think of a graph. And at the bottom, you know nothing. And in the middle, you have a competency in something. Like you know it pretty well. You're skilled at it. You get it. And then the top is your zone of genius. It's the thing that comes to you so naturally. It's the thing that you love, that you're passionate about. So it's the combo of the two. You can't just be good at it and you can't just love it, because we all love things that we suck at, right?
Correct.
And we're all good at things that we don't really love doing.
But if you love something and you work at it hard, it can become a zone of genius. So, for example, I play one game on my phone. It's Word Cookies. And I've played it to a point where I can't even win any more of the badges. But I wasn't that good at it when I started. Now I'm unbelievable. But the challenge is, was it worth it for me to do it? And so I battled between, am I using my brain to think as much as I possibly can versus am I wasting my time playing a game? And it's a big, to me, it's a battle change.
Well, I think that, okay, well, let's loop back to that in a second. So, Jeffrey, you've come up with a list of how to define your zone of genius.
Yes. Want me to read it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, Jim.
The first thing Fargo, North Dakota has checked in.
What's up?
We're now complete. All we need is a Paris, France. So if you're out there and you're in Paris, Paris and Fargo obviously are the two prime places to go in the world.
That's right.
Because in Fargo, you...
We enjoyed being in Fargo.
That's true.
We did.
The place where... Do you remember the name of the hotel where we ate? Where we were?
You liked not the actual hotel,
yeah, but the shepherd's pie at the Irish pub.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Best shepherd's pie I've ever had, period. In fact, I got an order to go... when we went to the airport.
Yes, he did. That is a very true story.
All right, so number one, there's 10.5 zones of genius to extract.
Do you guys even get like why this is important to talk about?
We should
probably start there.
Okay, you start.
Well, imagine you're going about your day and you have a limited amount, we all have a limited amount of hours in the day. Let's say they're 8, okay, to get work done, and you spend 6 of them in your non-zone of genius.
Like a douchebag.
Not good.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that you're using your superpower, because that's what's going to amplify your sales, it's going to amplify your business, it's going to amplify essentially your life, as long as you're focused in on your zone of genius. And that's why it's so important that we talk about it today.
It will also take away your frustration from the shit that you don't want to do, and allow you to either give it to a VA or delegate it in some other way or find a different way to make it happen, so that you're focused in and you, at the end of the day, you feel like, whoa, this is what I did, rather than, oh shit, I'm so tired, I can't stand up.
Hey, Melissa. That's right. All right, let's do this. So what is...
Here are the 10.5 zones to extract your best or ultimate zone of genius. Number one, identify where and what your expertise is. Write it down in detail. Have you spent your 10,000 hours at it? Are you an outlier, as Malcolm Gladwell would ask you? But identify it for yourself so you have a feeling of where you excel.
And some people, for some of you, this may come super easy. Like, you know your zone of genius is in coding, or you know your zone of genius is in networking and building relationships or in closing the sale. But for others of you, you may have no freaking clue where your zone of genius is. And it all starts with studying your history and history of jobs, history of career, history of life, and really writing down where were the things that you were best at? What were they?
And don't overlook the things that you absolutely love to do. Debbie Fields loved baking cookies, and that turned out pretty good for her. And you may want to look at what are the things that I do on an everyday basis that I really love to do? Because it may be singing, it may be, you know, driving your car. But whatever it is, write down where you have devoted hours and where you feel you're expert at. And number two, clarify your love for and about your expertise. Do you really love it? And it may be playing air hockey. It may be whatever it is, you may love to do something and you haven't identified that as a way to earn dollars.
Every single person on this planet, including you, is born with a zone of genius. You're born with a superpower. You're born with a unique ability that only you have. And you have to uncover and discover what that is.
That is correct. Third, clarify your commitment to grow what you love and where you excel. So once you have it, are you willing to do it more? Do you study it? Do you implement it? Do you get paid for it? What is your, what are the circumstances that surround your either your zone of genius or potential to identify your zone of genius? Number four, set aside you personal study, think time and write time to expand on your zone. Because once you know what it is, then all of a sudden it becomes a priority. Mm-hmm. You can wake up in the morning and spend your first morning hour dealing with it. I want you to look at also, number five, look for peripheral subjects to enhance your core zone. Like for mine is speaking and writing. And so I, you know, and for Jen, maybe it's networking. But whatever the circumstances are, and you have to understand where you are in this zone in order to be able to get to the next plateau. And we're going to identify what we think are ours right now. You may think it's different, but I'm going to tell you what I think of Jen. She's going to tell me what she thinks is hers, and we can go from there.
All right, let's do it.
Hang on. We're only up to number six.
Well, this is, list is double, is split in two, right? That, now you're into what to do once you've identified it.
Oh, I got it. Okay, yes, you're correct, madam. Okay, so now, what's yours, Jen?
My superpower is figuring out, is helping other people sell their products.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think your zone of genius is knowing where the end is and not like begin with the end in mind, but have an understanding of how this is going to be done, whether it's technology or sales, and then going for that as your head is totally in the game and you understand that you never waver from your desired outcome. Like all the things that you're doing will lead you to that end. So if you're in a sales presentation, you know that you're going to close and go for money.
So creating the path.
Creating the path, staying on the path, and getting your perceived victory when you're done.
Yes, and I think that I'm way better at helping other people get on their path. That is part of my zone of genius, of is figuring out exactly how another person, like my customer, needs to get on their path and go to the end to make money.
Understand this, in my opinion.
Yes.
If you weren't good at it yourself, you could never convey it to other people.
Oh, no, so I am good at it.
Right.
That is your zone of genius.
Your zone of genius is you know how to do what you're teaching.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. So maybe your passion is to help other people do it, but the reality is that your zone of genius is that you have conquered this process for yourself, mm-hmm. and now you can teach it to others because you know it so well.
Yeah, I think we're saying the exact same thing.
No, we're not.
I'm okay.
You know it. You own it. You're great at it. You're not good at it. You're great at it. And whatever you start, you see where the end is immediately, mm-hmm. and then you stay on it until the end. So maybe it's helping other entrepreneurs, but that's an offshoot of your zone of genius. Your zone of genius can be like one of 28 other things that you understand where the end is. It may be convincing Gabrielle that this is the best way for her to achieve.
That's a sale.
Right. Exactly. But it's not... Well, okay. So I'm going to like.
So hold on. This is the really interesting thing about zone of genius. It's really easy to see it in others, especially others you know very well.
Right.
It is super difficult to see it in yourself. And I have met entrepreneurs who have literally done, they've pivoted, they've done, you know, 10 different things in the past 20 years because they were on their path figuring out their zone of genius, not realizing that's where they were going with it. And then they look back now and they look at like their quote unquote hero's journey and they're like, oh, it all makes sense because that time that I was a probation officer
or climbing Mount Everest,
and it led to this other thing yeah. that where I was in fashion, and they tie their whole story together, they can see how their zone of genius was starting to come out in everything that they were doing. And so that's why we're suggesting look back at your career history, literally write down every single job you've ever had, every single business you've ever owned, every single product you've ever sold, and write down what were the most fun parts for you? What were the things that came most easily to you? And what were the things about those jobs that you had or businesses that you owned that were just most, like, that you were most passionate about? And that's how you can begin to unravel your zone of genius.
And understand that you may not like your present job for several reasons. And one of them is you haven't uncovered your zone of genius.
Or that you're not, you know it, and you're not working in it.
And you're blaming other people or your shit for it. Like, I need to make my mortgage payment, one blame. Or my boss is a jackass, two blames. Or our product is becoming a commodity, three blames.
Oh, yeah.
And you're failing to identify the good part because you're focused on the bad part.
I see so many of you on here right now who have not said hello to us. And we want to say hey to you. So make sure you're saying hey. Filiberto, nice to see you here. Yes, we have on our flannels today. It's cold in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Hey, Melissa. Jim, what's up?
So now the challenge is this. My zone of genius.
So in my opinion, and everyone can have their own opinion about their zone of genius, but yeah. In my opinion, your zone of genius boils down to your ability to transfer a message, whether it be in giving a speech, whether it be in writing a book, whether it be in anything you do, creating a video, your ability to transfer a message, I think, is your zone of genius.
Okay. I believe that you're correct. However, I think that there's a beginning to that, and the beginning to that is I'm engaging.
Mm-hmm.
My zone of genius is engagement. So, and I tried yesterday, Gabrielle and I were in the store somewhere, and I said, do you notice what we've done today? I said, everyone, we've talked to 10 people at Whole Foods. Every single person laughed. Every single person laughed. So I look at my zone of genius is I can create humor literally on the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that sets a tone for acceptance. So transferability of my message is one thing, but acceptance of it is a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Tell us, what's your zone of genius? Like, write it in there right now. What's your zone of genius?
Yeah, you are who are on the line, you who are listening. If it means something to you, then fucking talk about it. And do it in a way, though, that you encourage yourself. I don't need to know your zone of genius from my perspective. I kind of know where I am,
mm-hmm.
and seek to expand where I am all the time. But yours is for you. This is not to talk about around the – maybe you at Thanksgiving dinner, you can ask everybody where their zone of genius is. You'll probably get a lot of ball busting. But, your zone of genius is drinking on weekends.
I saw something, like a little cartoon thing online that said, if you're not very good in the kitchen, Thanksgiving's not the time to start.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I know.
So I think that you have this whole process in front of you where you can begin to see yourself in a different, better light.
Mm-hmm.
And one that will actually make you happy because you love doing it.
So what do you do? Let's talk about what do you do once you identify your zone of genius?
Well, for me personally, I looked at what did I do with it. You speak in public about it. You identify it and you help other people grab onto it. And transferring the message is a very clear thing. Let me explain my philosophy for transferring a message. The audience has to say, I get it. I agree with it. It makes sense to me. I think I can do it. I'm willing to try it. That's transference. Until you have that, you're going to get folded arms of people. Who the hell is this guy? What the hell is he going to talk about? What's he going to teach me? 3 hours. What's all this shit about? And I try to break that down right away with humor. So part of transferring the message is being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speak about it. Then if I write about it and I want to write a book about it, then I'm going to do it in a certain order. I'm going to develop a book title, a subtitle, and a table of contents around my genius.
Mm.
So I looked at that and I said, okay, I know how to get shit done. And I just titled the book Get Shit Done at the behest of Matt Holt from Wiley, the great Matt Holt. But then I created everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at it from the... the standpoint of what's going to happen? What are the benefits of this? What could possibly emerge as a result of me identifying my zone of genius, and how can I monetize it?
Mm-hmm.
Peter, my zone of genius is being empathetically provocative to help my clients do better.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
That's huge that you know that.
Yeah,
and so, Peter, what can you do to further that and capitalize on it?
And I'm assuming provocative also is the root word provoke. And you're provoking them to take action, hopefully in a positive way.
Yeah, but there's such a great juxtaposition. Oof, that's a hard word to say. When you say empathetically provocative.
Yeah.
It's like
you're trying to be a nice guy about
provocative,
it.
Nice. I love
you're
it.
You're an asshole, but I'm going to tell you in a nice way.
No, but it helps push them. I think that's terrific.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got, babe?
Find and connect with others who are in your same zone.
Mm.
Find other people, like-minded people, who are willing to talk to you about where your zone of genius is and connect with them. To me, I dedicate writing time. And that helps me clarify where my ability to transfer a message lies. And so you look at my stuff, and I make lists about stuff. And I create challenges about stuff to get people to take action to further transfer my message. And then I publish it everywhere. I get others to comment or I engage. And so far, it's working. I've been very blessed to have transferred my message to millions of people by them purchasing a book, thereby helping me profit from it. So I profit from my zone of genius. And the challenge is, so can you. But then my final piece is, all right, what the hell are you going to do about it?
So I'm going to add to that before we get to you and sure. give you another option, because not everyone loves writing or speaking in
right.
public.
Right, I'm just giving it from a personal perspective.
You got to get your message out there, whatever it may be. And right now, I think, just my opinion, but from the data that we see, and we'll talk about this in a second, video is on fire in such a good way. You got to start going live on Facebook literally weekly, communicating your zone of genius, building a following, getting those people from out of Facebook and into your funnel. You got to communicate it in a way that's going to get other people to empathetically, you know, to connect with you.
But Jen, I don't have any followers.
Perfect. The most perfect time to start doing live video on Facebook is when you have very few followers. You know why?
My mother
You're
will
suck.
Right. My mother.
Okay.
Right.
So I'd rather you suck in front of a few people than a couple hundred thousand people. Do you think Jeffrey started out with a couple hundred thousand followers?
No, I started out with two.
Right. Who?
My daughters.
They didn't all follow you?
No.
All right. So, no, but you build a following one follower at a time by offering your help and tips and edutainment through your zone of genius. And so don't give me any bullshit that you don't have a big list. I don't care. I want you to have a small list to start with so that you can practice and refine and keep tweaking it and really hone in on your message. And then I promise, once you've done that and you do it right, your audience is going to grow. Brian says, I have a face for radio, not video. Cool.
Don't worry about it.
Do podcasts, but I don't believe that. But if it's really true, or if you like believe that for some reason, just whatever, do podcasts. Get your message out. I think video is better, but you know, because people want to feel you and relate to you and connect with you. And I can't even tell you how many people have called us and they end up somehow on the phone with one of us and they'll be like, oh, how you're going on that trip. Are you excited for that thing? And it's like, all of a sudden we're talking. I was talking to Jennifer, who's going to be in your sales mastery intensive that starts in the upcoming one. And she was saying like all these things she knew about me from listening to the podcast and watching us on Facebook.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, it's like we know each other, except I know nothing about you and you know everything about me. And so people feel that deeper connection because they can see you and they get your emotion, and you can't do that through an email. You can't do that through just pure audio. Like, they need to feel that face-to-face connection.
Go to Amazon or go to Google.
Yeah.
And put in Zone of Genius Amazon. You'll find a book called The Big Leap.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also find a book that hasn't even been written yet. It's called The Genius Zone. It'll be out in 2021.
Whoa.
So it's like a year away, and yet it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's breaking through the process to end negative thought and concentrating on positive outcome.
I love it.
Which basically defines part of the genius thing. Do you go home at the end of a day and you're happy about who you are and what you did?
Mm-hmm.
And you're proud of it, and you're willing to talk about it to other people and engage them in a way where they become attracted to you as well.
So one of our core values for 2020 is going to be staying in your zone of genius.
Oh, cool.
And that comes with first identifying your zone of genius, right? But why is it so important to me and to you that each of our employees and ourselves mm-hmm. stay in our zone of genius?
Productivity.
Hmm.
It will help you do things without you feeling like it's a task. It will help you put yourself in a position where you love what you do so much that you can't wait to start working on it when you get up in the morning. And you just one more thing before I go to bed. Just one more thing. Yeah, just one more thing. I don't care if you have a face for radio. I don't care if you have a face it doesn't matter. People will listen to you regardless if your facts are there and your message is compelling and you show self-confidence with your genius. You're able to attract an audience because of what you say, not because of what you look like. Don't worry about that. People,
Do you know how many really ugly people I've seen on video?
Most. Most.
Not trying to be rude, but like there yeah. are a lot of ugly people out there and they still get listened to.
Yeah, but this dress makes my ass look big. Let me explain something. If it was big when you started, it's big. Just leave it alone and concentrate on your genius, not the little things that don't really matter in the world.
So here's the thing. Let's say you want to make $1 million next year.
Okay, let's say that.
And there's 2,080 work hours in the year. Okay, let's say you're working an average normal person's work life.
You need to make $500 an hour and never sleep.
You need to make $480 an hour. So let's say, I just did the math on my machine. $480.77, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't want to think that hard.
I just divided 2,000.
Let me just tell you, my zone of genius is not calculation.
But think about it in terms of money. It's 1,000 thousands or 1,000,000. There's 2,000 hours.
Boom. Yeah, you did a good job, honey. Yeah. I didn't want to think that hard. So that hurts my... See, that's not my zone of genius, so I didn't spend 1 second on it. I let my spreadsheet do the math for me, okay? Perfect. So
Excellent. It's
their zone of
Excellente.
Genius. So let me just go back to this. So there's you want to make $1 million next year. There's 2,080 work hours. That means you need to make $480 an hour. Well, how are you going to make $480 an hour if you're focused on $10 or $20 an hour tasks? So, for example... I can geek out over like Canva design stuff and putting stuff into like just designing it, right?
Or
it's somewhat therapeutic for me, but it's definitely not my zone of genius. So something it would take a designer 5 minutes to do, it's going to take me 50 minutes to do. Now, is that really worth almost $480, or should I just hire the designer at $50 an hour who could do it for me?
Yes.
Right. So that's why it's so important. This year, I just gave everyone a VA, a virtual assistant. I came into the office one day. I'm like, you get a virtual assistant, and you get a virtual assistant. And everyone has virtual assistants, and if it's a routine task or it's not in their zone of genius,
give it away.
No problem. Yeah. Give it to the virtual assistant, and while we sleep, they work, and they'll get it because they have different hours than us, and they'll get it done overnight. It's the best thing ever. And so my question to you is, if collecting leads is not in your zone of genius, why are you wasting time doing a task that a software program can do for you or that a virtual assistant can do for you? One of our most successful sales reps at my former company wanted to hire her own assistant, and the company said no. She was doing a couple million dollars a year, like $5 or $6 million a year. That's more than a couple. Anyway, finally, she said, screw it. I'm going to hire them myself out of my own money that I'm making. And what do you think happened? Her revenue soared even higher. Okay, so the $40,000 investment that she made produced another couple more million. You guys got to start thinking like this. Okay, why are we talking about this? This is so key to your success for 2020 and beyond.
I started early on with a bunch of whiny salespeople that said, my company won't buy me a laptop. And I said, they have laptops at the store now. You can go buy your own. And it's like, dude, if you need something, figure out a way to own it so you can get to your next level wherever you are, or you can bitch about it until you crawl into a hole and die without it.
Mm-hmm.
Up to you.
So Brian wants to know our written purpose, and we'll be doing a whole thing on purpose in one of the coming episodes.
Yes.
And we will be sure to tag you in it, Brian, so that you make sure to get that. Genius Jim is checking in. Hello, Genius Jim. If you guys know other geniuses out there, make sure you're telling them about this video. Brian, I call that contribution per hour. I know what you mean.
So we have an announcement to make.
Yes, this is super cool.
Next week, after Thanksgiving, we are going to have Get Shit Done Week. It was actually recommended to me by my friend Jeb Blunt, by our friend Jeb Blunt, and he's going to be doing some stuff to promote his stuff. I'm going to try to get him on one of our calls so that we can actually do something about Get Shit Done together. And we're going to have other experts each day come in and talk about how they get shit done, so you might be able to learn some other success habits and productivity habits so you can avoid or help eliminate your procrastination habit, which I promise you is big.
So the idea is that every single day next week, Jeffrey's going to be going live on Facebook with another expert. They're going to be giving you an actionable takeaway and issuing you a get shit done challenge, because the week after Thanksgiving is Get Shit Done Week.
We're going to be giving away a lot of free books that will be autographed. We're going to be giving away a lot of free ideas that you would normally pay somebody thousands of dollars for. And in the end, you're going to be a more productive person because you're happier about what you're doing. If you look at this lesson here, the Zone of Genius lesson, and you begin to say, okay, I love doing this. And it can be anything.
And I'm really good at it. I have an innate talent at it. You can't just love it. You have to be really good at it.
That's true. Or you can practice at it till you love it. But don't avoid it because it's something that you love. People start no place. Every great chess player was once a beginner is a book that I have. Mm-hmm. And I would challenge you to think about it from that standpoint. At one point, Bobby Fischer didn't know what a rook was. And you start.
That's right.
And it's not too late to start. I didn't start to write until I was 46. I didn't start to speak till I was 48. So there,
ooh,
boom. Yeah.
That was sort of old.
I know.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you are not signed up for Jeffrey's newsletter, make sure that you're signed up, because that's where we're going to be giving all the challenge details, and that's how you can win all the prizes that Jeffrey mentioned. I did say at the beginning we'd tell you about the Black Friday special. Should we? Do you guys want to know what the Black Friday special is going to be? Are you interested in it?
Just say it.
All right. When you buy 10 books, you will get them at a very discounted rate. So instead of getting them at $20-something a book on Amazon, you're going to get them for $16 a book from us, and they will all be signed.
And that will be free.
The Black Friday special.
Yeah, free.
I'm going to tell you guys, since we love you diehards, on Cyber Monday, there is no special. We're not selling you anything.
Ooh.
Because we're over the BS of all these freaking sales emails. Are you with me on that? Tell me in the comments. Are you with me? Like, have you gotten way too... My inbox is blowing up. I'm literally going to hire a VA to go through my inbox and unsubscribe me from everything. I'm so over it. So instead of giving you another offer, we're going to give you something for free.
What are we going to give?
It'll be a surprise. You'll have to be on the email list to find out.
And I promise you this, it's valuable. We discussed it. We went deep about it. And we're going to just throw it out there. And you can enjoy your Cyber Monday with information that will not empty your wallet.
But for real, if you want to be in on this challenge next week, stay tuned to your email because something's going to go out this week where you can opt into the challenge. And that's about it.
So my name is Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm challenging you to get some shit done, even if your ass falls off.
And I'm Jen Gluckow. And until next time, peace out.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.